Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Russ White sitting in for Jack Ebling on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS, and we're going to talk about a great chance now for you to get your dog's picture with Santa Claus. What could be better? My guests are Julia Wenzinski, who is the president of MSU's chapter of the Public Relations Student Society of America. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
And on the phone with us is Angela Brown, who is the owner and operator of Annabelle's Pet Station. Angela, welcome to the show.
Hi, Russ. Hi, Julia. And I'm one of the owner's operators.
Okay. we'll cover the others there, too. Let's start with you, Julie. What is Paws with Claws? What should people know about it?
Well, Paws with Claws is a fundraiser that PRSSA is hosting at Annabelle's. We are inviting people to bring in their dogs to get their picture taken with Santa. And it's $10 for the picture. Half of the proceeds will go to the Ingham County Animal Control and Shelter, and then half the proceeds will go to PRSSA.
So where and when is it?
It is this Saturday, December 4th, and it is at Annabelle's Pet Station in Lansing, and it's from 2 to 5 p.m. It's an open house. You can drop in whenever you can.
Cool. And can people get, like, their kids with the dogs, too, or do you care who's in the picture with them? Or
we're happy to accommodate whatever. So if you want to get a couple kids thrown there, if you want to sit in there with your dog, I think that should be fine.
Cool. Angela, tell us a little bit about the pet station and what you'd like people to know about your operation.
Well, what I'd like people to know, we've been open in downtown Lansing for about a year and a half now, and we offer dog training, dog grooming, and group play doggy daycare. And we are very excited to do this fundraiser with the PRSSA. They're just a great group, and I'm so excited that they want to do something for the animal shelter, which is really a cause that's near and dear to our hearts as dog lovers. And we, of course, want to help out the students. We have some interns of our own and really like to support MSU and all the wonderful things their students do.
Hear, hear. And a good chance for you to get people to see your operation, too, and maybe have people do some business with you.
Absolutely. And we have a wonderful professional photographer who's donating his time, David Pizzoferrato, who is the husband of one of our trainers, Don Pizzoferrato. And he's a fantastic photographer, and we're just so excited that he's willing to donate his time and energy to this cause as well. And I think we're going to get some really fun photographs. I know they want to do some non-traditional pet and Santa photos, so I think we're going to see some really fun stuff.
That's cool. And Angela, you and Julie are doing this in kind of a green way, right? Julie, you're not going to print these out or anything. You're going to take people's emails and email them the JPEG, which I think is a cool idea, right?
Yeah, exactly. We figured that, you know, when you come in, you don't just want to get one 8x10 picture of your dog with Santa. You want to be able to use it however you want. If you want to post it on Facebook, shoot it out as a twit pic, or get it printed out however you want to do that. So what we're actually going to be doing is either hosting it on a website where the people can go to the website and pull the JPEGs off of that, or we'll also be collecting emails. So whichever, we haven't figured out exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be something digital.
So maybe the photographer, Angela, will snap a couple then, or three, and then you can choose. Is that the plan?
Absolutely. I think that it's amazing with an experienced pet photographer how much they can do in a very short time. When we had our open house, when we first opened, I know that David and his wife, Dawn, managed to photograph, I think, 36 dogs in about 2 hours. So, and most people got several choices to select from. So they really do a nice job with that.
And is Julia, there a good website people can go to for more information if they didn't write this down just now? Or
yep, they can go to coolcitydogs.com. That's the Annabelle's website. They can check that out. And then if they go to the Anna blog, there's a poster that you can find there with all the information there. We'll also have a raffle as well where people can purchase raffle tickets. We'll have gift cards from Annabelle's, from a couple downtown Lansing areas, and even a couple dog-related gift baskets.
Angela, thanks for joining us, and good luck Saturday.
Thank you so much for having us, Russ.
And Julia, tell me a little bit more about MSU PRSSA. We got a minute left, but let's plug this organization.
Well, MSU PRSSA is a pre-professional society. We invite anyone that's interested in PR at MSU to come. We have biweekly meetings where students can listen from professionals from the area and Detroit, Grand Rapids, that are interested in or that are involved in anything PR related, whether it's corporate, nonprofit, anything like that. And we also have a bunch of different professional development sessions that students can attend.
And a great place for people listening with organizations to get public relations interns. And
exactly.
You can find out a lot more on the web at msupprssa.org. Thank you, Julia.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
We'll be back with more Ebling & You 1320 WILS.